Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, MedVPN. If you're surfing the internet alone without a VPN, then you're surfing with Justin Skippy Trudeau. I use MedVPN to hide my location from the Canadian government, to keep my freedom of speech, as well as to sail the high seas and download movies and TV shows without potentially getting sued by lawyers. MedVPN offers unlimited data traffic, no logs, a kill switch in case your VPN temporarily goes offline, and it's only $2.45 a month on a 24-month plan. Keep your online activities private and free. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, here's a list of the most male jobs. Jobs with the highest percentage of male workers. Mechanics, crane operators, and at the top, stonemasons. If women really believe in equality, then why aren't they working in these difficult, dirty, and dangerous jobs? Landmine clearing also needs more ladies. If they don't die, then they just lose a finger, hand, or a leg or two. It's no big deal, ladies. You could even become trans-abled and get even more attention and victim points. Moving on, Mill says that the funny girl will win every time. Brooke asks the question, when did girls become funny? And then she blocks him and he says that girls have no sense of humor and this proves it. So he wins and his comment was actually hilarious. That's all it took to trigger her. She lost and couldn't deal with the shame, so she blocked him. How dare he diss her? Doesn't he know that women are the supreme beings that need to be given only positive attention? Number three, more stories from Crazyland USA. A teacher accuses a 10-year-old student of sexual harassment for a hug. Unlike other teachers, she's not willing to date students under the age of 14. But seriously, imagine 10-year-olds going to jail for false accusations shortly. Looks like female PDF teachers are flipping the script on their students and adapting to reality by accusing their students before they have a chance to do it first. Up next is a gang making their new member do a McDonald's drug to make sure he's not an undercover cop. But I think that Musk and Trump are pretty ballsy flying on an airplane with Kennedy. RFK might survive McDonald's, but let's not test his luck with Taco Bell. After this photo, he probably ran off to puke it all up in the bathroom. Hey RFK buddy, blink twice if you're under duress. Number five is a list of bad behaviors a man has to do or overcome to not be a loser. But I say that the real losers are the ones telling other men how they should live. A man should make up his own mind and not blindly follow the directives of others without a mind of his own. While these are all pretty good points, sometimes having a vice or two to blow off steam isn't a bad idea. Men should be able to do whatever they want as long as it's legal. Moving on, the Hollywoke Reporter asked the question, where did election night television viewers disappear to? And the answer is they flock back to YouTube. Correction, they only watched the election on the lamestream media because it had decent data about what was actually happening during the vote counting. We are the media now unless it's something live, like an election or sports. Too bad for the media because it looks like we the people are the news now. Number 7, governments have found a way to profit from a video game tax aimed at violent games to help prevent school shootings. So it looks like we should be expecting more of them in the future. This is almost as dumb as Canada's carbon tax with Trudeau telling people to suck it up that they're suffering because the environment is more important. Meanwhile, he flew a private jet with his family to see the Taylor Swift concert in Toronto. Up next, apparently this is what it feels like to be a woman versus being a man. For men, things are easy, and for women, they're hard. Yes, things are easy for men, the top 5% of men. As for the rest, women don't even see them as being human. On top of that, women needlessly complicate every single task. Also, this dude appears to be bald at a young age, so clearly he has it much worse. The author probably meant that being a woman is hard, but the comic says women make things hard for themselves. Number 9, here's your typical celebrity like Ellen DeGeneres leaving America while she still can, because she's afraid Trump's attorney general is going to release the Diddy list. I don't know about you, but something tells me there won't be any release of that Diddy list. This kind of reminds me of that time when the news anchor shared a picture of the suspect, and the suspect looked exactly like him. Gee, that sure was awkward. Moving on, Suzanne Moore says she would rather the police investigate a crime of misogyny than a burglary. Misogyny isn't a crime. Emotions aren't a crime. It's what you do with them that is or isn't. Women are not only desperate to control men's behavior, but our thoughts and feelings as well. If you ask most women, they'll agree with this, that the police should rather arrest a man that's rude to a woman than a man that's stealing your stuff. Female privilege is when you worry about stupid stuff like this. Number 11, Swedish far-right teenagers are suspected of hunting down minor attracted people. So you mean they're PDF hunters? Most sane people don't see a problem when those in the court of public opinion hurt those that would hurt our children. What if migrants start hunting PDF files? Would the Swedish state try and stop them or shame them? Look at those two female police officers. They couldn't even put handcuffs on a 90-pound man without him overpowering them and getting away. Up next, here's something that every man should know. Teach your son that just because a girl is crying, that doesn't mean she isn't lying. Women love to play the victim and use their crocodile tears to get what they want. It's best to teach boys to avoid manipulative women, and that oftentimes a woman's tears are a cover for her sins. Socrates once said, "Trust not a woman when she weeps, for it is her nature to weep when she wants her will." Number 13, this man was jailed for 34 months for farting in a police officer's face while he was being arrested. I wonder how heavy the punishment would have been if he had shat his pants. The British justice system is a joke. They'll free a murderer to spare room for this dangerous farter. Looks like some heroes do eat beans. This also seems like some sort of crazy Monty Python skit. Moving on, as a man after radiation exposure in Russia. Dude looks like a claymation character or something that you might actually get in a Daft Punk music video, or possibly the film Dick Tracy. The government is offering him some money in medical care. If I were him, I'd write some jokes and hit the stand-up circuits. Meanwhile, in America, you don't even need radiation to look like this. All you have to do is eat at McDonald's. This is Robert Kennedy after only one Big Mac. Number 15, MJ asks Breeder why he's broke when Bitcoin is hitting all-time highs. He says because he's an Ethereum holder. The same might be said for all those that own Bitcoin mining stocks. You're not going to make money fast owning Bitcoin compared to shitcoins. But a lot of the times with your shitcoins, you do end up losing a lot of money outside of shitcoin season. With crypto, there is no second best, and they're all going to zero in the end compared to Bitcoin. Up next, this Atlanta mom cooked her two kids in the oven until they stopped breathing and then sent the pictures to their father. She's spending the rest of her life in prison, thankfully. And now the taxpayers will be forced to pay to keep her alive in that prison. Georgia has the death penalty, and they need to put her on death row. There's already one woman on death row in Georgia for starving her 10-year-old child. Why can't these two be cellmates? I also never knew that the witch from Hansel and Gretel was black. Number 17, a cruise line is offering a 4-year trip for Americans who want to skip Trump's second term. Imagine paying for this and then coming back to President J.D. Vance. I doubt that most Democrats would pay for this, though, because they want everything for free. Imagine working on this boat. You and the other staff would actually start jumping off the ship's side to get away from all the woke guests. This sounds like a new TV show called The Woke Boat. There will be no escape from social media because Elon will keep the ship connected through Starlink. Moving on, the real villain in Spider-Man is MJ. She didn't want to hear about Peter's two jobs, dead parents, dead uncle, sick aunt, and financial struggles. She just wanted him to show up at her play, and when he didn't, she ran off with Chad. Ursula would have made a better choice because she listened, was soft-spoken, and even made him cookies. She was an Eastern European trad wife, but she probably had a temper off camera that we couldn't see. For some reason, we men choose women that treat us like a doormat. Number 19 is Schrodinger's pregnancy. The baby is either a mistake made by a man, or the woman is the one that created a life, depending on which story works out to the woman's advantage. A man is only acknowledged when the mother wants to get support from the father. She will say, "My son is a good boy," or she'll say, "It's our child and you need to pay child support." How often do you really hear the term "our child"? This is a story of an oven taking credit for a pie. Cream pie, that is. Up next, people are so woke these days that they got rid of the Washington Redskins logo. This was actually drawn by a Blackfoot artist and approved by the Blackfoot Nation, but is now considered offensive to white people. Cancel culture is actually there to make white people feel better about their guilt for things that never happened. They won't stop until all cultures, Native American, white, black, and Asian, are completely destroyed, and they'll use any excuse they can to erase the past. Number 21, looks like in Brazil there are people also going after PDF files. One of them was a 15-year-old guy pretending to be a 14-year-old girl on Tinder. The pedo agreed to meet with them, and when he arrived expecting a 14-year-old girl, he found a 15-year-old boy dressed up as Spider-Man, and then Spider-Man beat him up. I guess no one told Spidey that the age of consent in Brazil is only 14. so I hope they hauled this would-be Peter Parker to prison. I don't agree with it, but it is legal. Moving on, all many women know how to do is lie, and not all that well from what I'm seeing in this picture. The reflection in her glasses shows no cars on the road whatsoever. Are we really shocked when women lie every day and when they put on their makeup? She's probably just lying to get attention and probably too stupid to even know why she's doing it in the first place. The fact that women lie about such trivial things is absolutely mind-blowing. Number 23, Bonnie Blue here is making millions filming her sleeping with guys in their teens. Legally, of course, because she's taking their virginity in many cases and cashing in on it. This paper is sensationalizing and leaving out on purpose that they're all 18 plus as rage baits. Sadly, most guys will reply to this saying, the guys sleeping with her are lucky boys. Up next, the guy asking this woman out from Tinder says he's never going to use the app again because she hit her horribly fat chin in her photos. Is this part of a new trend called chin fishing? By the looks of her, she has more than one chin. Probably more chins than a Chinese phone book. And when they met up together, she probably spent most of her time on the phone because he didn't meet up to her standards. He was only 5'11" and she wanted someone at least 6 foot tall. Number 25 and the last one, here's the difference between when he met her and now that he's together with her. This guy's complaining now he's just lucky she's not 300 pounds yet and having an affair. Most guys say they prefer the woman on the right, but they fall in love with the woman on the left. Now that they're together, she can stop putting in the effort. That means the guy probably needs to work harder. So that's it for another memes of the week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.